Yes, man, this was the song back in the day.
Everybody's talking all about me now. Me live, why?
Man, welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. I'm glad you in the building with me. We're picking some more grapes. We're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. It's my prerogative. Yes, it is. What to do is my prerogative, man. It is my prerogative, and it's yours too. We getting busy today. Let me talk to you about something. Before we went to break, we talked about fasting. Ray had filled in for me, and it got me thinking. It got me thinking about how do you heal? How do you build healthy soil for a baby? Like when they're taking groceries away and all that, and you know who is doing that. We know who's doing that. Let me give it to you plain. Food assistance, SNAP, food stamps is down. Not in one state, not in the bad state. It's down in every single state in Washington, D.C. nationally. It's doubled digits. It's down by 13% year over year. That means more than 4 million people have already lost SNAP. And a whole lot of them right now are children. Some states got hit like a truck, like a Mack truck. Arizona, their rolls fell by almost half. And for the first time, more people are showing up to the food bank every month than are enrolled in food stamps. It's the same story in Louisiana, Florida, Oklahoma. I'm telling y'all right here on the Grapevine right now that those lines are going to get longer and longer as we continue on into this game of cat and mouse with other countries, because we're running low, not just on food, right? We're running low on resources to feed individuals because we are allocating our money elsewhere. SNAP, for people who aren't familiar, SNAP is used as a government assistance to help individuals who do not have the means to cover food expenses. It's made for that, to cover food expenses. So, and I want to kill this real quick. Let's kill this welfare queen image right here, right now on the Grapevine. Most folks, most grown folks on SNAP who can work, they do work. As a matter of fact, we lost 23,000 jobs last month. In July, we lost 23,000 jobs. So that's 23,000 people in another month will be, if they haven't already, applied for governmental assistance. That's 23,000 people, let alone between today and last year, close to 1 million people, close to 1 million black people have lost their job. Have lost their jobs. So those people, do we expect to, for them to ask for government assistance? Yes. And rightfully so. If they have lost their job, they're going to apply for, most of those people are going to apply for as many benefits as they possibly can. But a huge share of people that are actually losing the benefits are children. So you can't look me in the face and tell me that a hungry 7-year-old is gaming the system. You can miss me with that. You can miss me with that. You can miss me with all of that. A hungry 5-year-old is gaming the system. That's not how it works. We can't send a 5-year-old to work right now. We can't send a 7-year-old to work right now. We're not going to do that. We're not. We're just not. Now we have things like cyclosporiasis. It's in our food. They're getting rid of food. People are poisoning the food, poisoning the water, taking the fluoride out of the water. Got poison in the lakes, poison in the lakes. We got, you know, rainwater plus sewage runoff from just 2 inches of rain. Like, we're being squozed, if that's a word. We've been squeezed to death. They're squeezing us, and they're still sending money to people outside of this nation. Wherever they're sending the money. They're sending money. Donald Trump said that he was sending $8 billion to some country outside of this country. You know, what can, my gosh, man. What can y'all do with $8 billion? 833-212-1017. What can you do with $8 billion? Let alone in this war, we're losing resources. We're losing resources, and we've got people who aren't even qualified. They're cutting SNAP. They're cutting it because there is a budget allocation. They're cutting the budget, slashing, cutting the budget. Now check it. SNAP buys the greens, the eggs, the produce, the exact food we just said builds the soil before for a baby. So in a state like Wisconsin, my state, your state, with some of the worst black maternal and infant deaths in America, they're cutting the food that makes a healthy baby possible. They're cutting that food. They're not allowing for young, healthy, or seemingly healthy moms at a chance of quality life because they're cutting these benefits and they're cutting them fast. Not only are they cutting benefits, but we have a lot of people that are in food apartheid areas. In Milwaukee, I'm going to ask y'all a question because this is a diatribe a little bit. What are you doing? I'm asking not necessarily my elected officials, public officials, that's like a little bit. But Milwaukee, what are you doing to put pressure on the political agents in Milwaukee and letting them know that they need to act on Milwaukee being a food apartheid health emergency affected area? This, a healthy birth goes hand in hand with Milwaukee being a food apartheid, or what you may consider a food desert. It goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. So a lot of us, we're planning the, in if you think, look at birthing. We plan the baby shower and the colors and all of that prior to even thinking about what that healthy baby's environment should look like. And at the very least, we're talking about a healthy environment, healthy bodily environment for the lady, the woman that is carrying this child. Because we don't want infant death to rise any other percentage points in Wisconsin, particularly in Milwaukee. So if they are cutting the food that makes a healthy baby possible, this is not a budget line. This is not a budget line. We are all affected. This is a decision about who gets to be well and who doesn't. This is a decision about who gets to be well and who doesn't. And it stacks. And it stacks with, even with a dollar in your hand, you can't buy soil building food that isn't sold on your block. Soil building food, meaning developing a proper environment for a woman that needs to have a healthy child. That needs to have a healthy child. You can't buy soil building food that isn't sold on your block. Now, that's not just a food desert, right? That's a system that has no thought of you and mine. And it's an outrage, a complete outrage. When we come back, we're going to continue on this food apartheid, having healthy baby run, and we're going to see what you think. How do we have healthy babies in a environment, in a government that wants to take away your benefits? When we come back on The Grapevine, I'm your host, Manan Sabir.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Yes, will not be televised. Revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. You're on The Grapevine, and the revolution, I think, to opposite the antithesis to Gil Scott, and he's probably right. I think he is right. The revolution is being televised, and we right here. You're being revolutionary right here on the award-winning Truth 101.7, and you tapped in with me on The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. We picking some more grapes. We are picking some more grapes today, baby. I'm excited that we picking some grapes. But looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday, 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Now, before we went to break, guess what? We were talking about the health of our babies being snapped away by our government. And also, how do we combat it? How do we combat it? We got black maternal and infant death numbers rising in America. More and more women are not producing, they're not having healthy pregnancies. And now they say, we're going to take SNAP away. Not to say all women are on SNAP, but they are definitely, they're not putting jobs on the market anymore. Jobs are still being taken away. 23,000 jobs just in July. Black women had close to 300,000 jobs taken away. And also, black men had 500,000 jobs taken away, taken out of their hands. Only for America to turn around and fund a war. In which this morning, Iran said they're not going to negotiate with America until January 1st of 2029. Zach, you hear that? Iran said they're not going to negotiate with America until Donald Trump is out of office. Foul.
That sounds like a good thing.
Hey, listen. Listen. It's crazy. It's wild. It's really, really not the best route that we're taking right now. It's not the best route we're taking. It's not the best route. Then there's already in the ground black children in Wisconsin about 4 times more likely to have lead poisoning. More likely to have lead poisoning. Lead touches fertility, pregnancy, a whole child's development. That's a preconception issue also. So it's no accident which neighborhoods got the old pipes and the old paint. Redlining drew the map. The pipes just followed the lines. So let's total it up. Let's total it up. They took the food. They built the deserts. Really, they built the apartheid. They left the poison. And then they've got the nerve to lecture us about personal responsibility. Personal responsibility, and we all know, is a beautiful thing. Right up until you find out somebody chose all of this for you before you were even born. But I want y'all to hear me out. We don't necessarily have to live in despair on this show. Here's what's in your hands today. Here is what is in your hands today. The pantries that are stocked. WIC, if you are expecting. Community gardens right here in this city. Filtering your water. Get your home tested. The foods that help your body carry a load it didn't ask for. We adopt, we always have. We adapt, we always have. We always have. We ain't scared, we ain't never scared. Where my lyrics at? Where my lyrics is at? We ain't scared, we ain't never scared at all. So, yes, we ain't scared, we ain't never scared. I wanna put y'all onto something though. I wanna put you guys onto something before we even, you know, go to another topic. We're gonna put you onto our chat. Welcome back to our chat, our YouTube chat. Real quick, before we get on to something else. Let's see. Let's go to Baybar. Baybar said, what's your grocery bill? My grocery bill, usually, there's another thing. Usually my grocery bill, if I go to a specific place called TJ's, TJ's usually will have my groceries. I usually buy 7 items. 7 items will give me $37 worth of groceries, which is not supposed to give me $37 worth of groceries. It's really supposed to give me $17. But with inflation, it has cost me a little more. So about $37 every couple of days, probably a little more. Every 3 days. So I should be all right. But that's the piece. That is my headline. That is my headline. So yes, that's my piece de resistance. What's my grocery bill? You already know it. $37. That Diddy debacle. That's crazy. Says violence and vulgarity in hip hop, the objectification and validation from R&B. Seriously, tell a friend to tell a friend who knows somebody. Fungus under scalp's dark web. Very interesting, that Diddy debacle. That's very interesting. But right now, I want to talk to y'all about something. Whew. Elders, we gotta do some things. Because our kids are really, really losing it. Our kids are losing the fight. Our kids are losing the fight. Y'all need to know and realize that this is a very, very serious article. Y'all have to tune in. There's a piece that came out this morning, Bloomberg. A teenage girl, 17 years old, describes how these weight loss injections, this came out in Bloomberg, how these weight loss injections, GLP-1s, the ones everybody and their mama's on now, took over everything. Her friends, the lunchroom, the red carpet, but mostly her phone. She said she could barely open an app without being buried in before and after pictures and models telling her sometimes effort alone isn't enough. And some of those quote unquote perfect bodies might not even be real. There's a lot of AI generated models on Instagram that y'all think that those pictures are real. I think the statistic is like 30% or something crazy of pictures that you see filtered are, and also the ones that are real, the ones that are real are filtered, but there's a lot of them that are not real. There's so many pages. It's the new real estate that we are allowing our kids to just, when I say that lightly, allowing our kids, because some parents are really good parents and you're doing what you're supposed to do. But the moment that your child sees that body is something that she champions, that body might not be real. It might be AI, that a computer took something out of its own algorithm and put all these algorithms and made a face that doesn't exist, made a body that doesn't exist in real life, made an actual person that doesn't exist, and told a little girl that she was falling short of the body that it created. She says that flood is where her eating disorder began. In this article, you can look this up in Bloomberg, teenage girl, and who profits? Who profits from this? From a little girl telling from the computer, the social media piece is telling a little girl she was falling short of her being an actual beautiful, you know, whatever model. She says that that's where her eating disorder began. And so many of our kids are being triggered by this. Not only are our kids being triggered by this, we got grown tass adults. We got grown adults that are being triggered by this. Wearing, what do they call them? The little girdles, the joints, whatever, the zip tie your waist up to your bed, all of that. And we got little girls following in these folks' footsteps. When we come back, we're going to ask who profits from this. You're on The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. We'll be back in 3. Welcome back to the Grapevine on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. And I hope you guys are aiming to go to the Truth Family Fest. Truth Family Fest, Milwaukee, you got to mark your calendars. You better mark your calendars. Join us for the Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free. It's free. It's free and fun for the entire family. We got great music, community resources, family activities, and back to school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. If you're interested in volunteering, visit the Truth Family website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family out and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. You know how we do, y'all. We have great parties and great celebrations. Bring the entire family out to True Family Fest Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Corcor, and Extension. Thank you guys for aiming to come out to the True Family Fest. So let me ask you a question. Before we went to break, we were talking about the GLP-1 and our kids having, wow. I'm going to ask you a question. When a 14-year-old opens up TikTok, Instagram, feeling perfectly normal, and then closes it, and now they believe after they close it, their body needs a prescription. Who made money during that scroll? Who made money during that scroll? When your child opens up social media and they believe that they are perfect, how you created them, then when they close the social media app, they go run to wherever they need to do, wherever they need to go, and they change who they are. They change their perception. They change their outwardly appearance because of what? Because of somebody else's machination of how that child should look, of how you should look. Of how you should look. It's very interesting. Who profits from this? The girl in the article, there was a Bloomberg article. It was a Bloomberg article about young kids and taking GLP-1s. My question is, in the article, the computer drew a body that doesn't exist and told a little girl that she was falling short of it. She says that the flood is where her eating order began. So my question is, and she's not one girl, whistleblowers inside these tech companies have shown the internal research. They knew their platforms were wrecking teenage girls. But my question is, who is profiting? Because they set the scale. They set the scale up. And they knew that the math was going to be real ugly. They knew that the math was going to be ugly. They wrecked teenage little girls' body image. They kept pushing it anyway. They kept going and going and going and going and going. There was a fight recently in Milwaukee, a highly publicized fight on Facebook. And it was based around somebody telling another person that they was ugly. That they were ugly. And then the fight got uglier. How do we, what is our, where do the scales stop? What is the where does morality start? Where does morality start? They're allowing us to do what? They're allowing us to just keep on going. We're allowing them to keep on going. Where do we stop? Where do we get off the train tracks? This train got to stop somewhere. The only thing that these companies care about is if they stop, if you stop scrolling. If you stop scrolling, and nothing keeps a young girl scrolling like telling her she's not enough. That's the tricknology. That is the tricknology. It's the same business model we've been on for all the time, this whole time. Insurance profits when you're denied. The grocery gap profits when you're hungry. And now the phone and drug companies profit when your baby girl hates her own reflection. When she goes to social media for validation, when she takes that picture, she will scroll back, open the app, scroll back until she finds more validation for herself. And they basically monetized a mirror. They basically monetized this. And my sisters, I need y'all to hear this part because it's the lie that gets our girls hurt. There's a myth. There's a myth out there that eating disorders are a white girl thing. And that's completely false. We do have girls in the black community getting access to GLP-1s. And it's only going to grow. And it's going to be out of control. Now, I'm not saying that GLP-1s don't help. What I'm saying is the mentality of the young girls when they have access to these GLP-1s, their psyches are not developed enough in order for them to handle the response and responsibilities of GLP-1s. They don't, their bodies and their minds are not developed enough to handle the responsibilities of being on social media apps that tell them they are not beautiful enough. That's your job as a parent. That is your job as a parent to tell your child that she is beautiful enough, that he's running fast enough. That's your job as a parent. But our daughters, saying that our daughters don't get anorexia, don't get bulimia, that's completely false. Black girls struggle with this just as much, and they are less likely to get diagnosed, less likely to get sent for help, because everybody's looking the other way. Everybody's looking the other way. Everybody. They're less likely to be sent for help. We got parents who say, not my baby, not my baby, not our culture. Not my black baby. She good just the way she is. And secretly, she giving herself the GLP-1 shot or the pill. They got the pill out now. The blind spot is dangerous. Those are the blind spots. Our girls have been drowning quietly because we were told to watch for a face that doesn't look like theirs. Sephora is winning. Sephora and Sheen, Shine, Sheeny, whatever that company's name is, they're winning. They are winning the race. And if you've never been to China, please skip a few weekends at the club, the cigar bar, wherever you at, and take your little self to China. and you will find out what type of industry you are in. The system is playing you. The system is completely playing you. Our babies, you have to help our babies wake up. Straight up. When we come back, we're going to continue on our babies. We're going to continue on our babies because we need to finish this. I need to talk to you about this, about how our babies are being preyed upon by social media companies and who's profiting. When we come back, we'll be back in three. Yes, welcome back, welcome back. I'm your host, Manon Sevier of the Grapevine, and you're on the award-winning Truth 101.7 Radio. And let me ask you a question. What if I told you that your child is a part of the algorithm? Your child is a part of the algorithm. Our daughters, especially, are a part of the algorithm. I think right before our break, I was talking about how our children are being preyed upon by companies like some of the GLP-1 companies, some of the weight loss companies. And there was an article that came out in Bloomberg that told the story of a young teenage girl, 17 years old, describing how these weight loss injections, the GLP-1s, were affecting her and her friends. Very, very interesting story. But she's just not one girl. It's whistleblowers inside the tech companies. They actually showed the internal research of what's happening to our girls. This is very, very interesting. This is a blind spot that we're not shining a light on. Look at the whipsaw that they put on us. Our ancestors said, get fuller. You're getting ready. Like, they're telling us, our ancestors are telling us to eat. They're, you know, when you went to your grandmother's house, she said you was getting skinny, she would feed you, but she would feed you some really, really good food. Some really good food. Not to say that you should be overweight or anything, but she was saying like you put on some weight because that's what our ancestors are the people that became before us would tell us these things because they know that this is their way of caring for you to be healthy. For you to be healthy, they would feed you as much as they possibly can. So both are strangers. Both of these right now are strangers. Both of these are strangers. The room, the phone's room, like the actual, you know, social media, they say shrink, disappear, and inject. And then the real circle of women are telling this young girl, You're enough. You are good. You do not have to weigh yourself every however many minutes. You don't have to do that. Whatever is on your plate, whatever is in your mind, keep that in your mind. You don't have to mirror the people. You don't have to mirror the people that are in social media. Majority of the time, it is fake. And we're allowing our children to follow the fake news, literally. So here's your homework on this. I want y'all to know what's on your child's feed. That algorithm is not neutral. It is not your friend. So if you can, sit with your child, scroll with her, ask her what she's seeing. Number two, teach her the magic words. Teach her these magic words that might be AI. And show her, you could actually go to some of these sites, an AI site, and create their own image and then put it on a site. And you could show her how this all works. And that for them might be the before and after drug that they're hiding. Media literacy is straight armor. Number three, and this is a hard one. This is hard. This one's hard. Stop commenting. Stop helping the child understand how you judge someone else's body at any table, period. In the car, wherever. Do not allow yourself to be in an environment where other people are judging other people, and also you are judging other people, whether you are judging people based upon their height, their weight, what they have on, who they look like, how they are, what character they're portraying. Your goal is not to allow that to happen, because that mirror will be reflected in your children. That mirror will be reflected in your children. Hers, yours, the lady on TV. She's listening. This your little girl right now that's scrolling is listening to what? Is listening to what? Is listening to you. That little girl is listening to you. So you have to do what? You got to give her the proper love and less judgment, so she can reflect her worth back. That's it. For you as a parent, you can be her fattening room. You can be her fattening room. That's the love part, not the pressure part. And five, if her relationship with food or her body or her mood starts to shift, don't wait. Don't wait. Do not tell yourself, not my kid. Nah, and a lot of us, for real, we deny the fact that our children are spiraling out of control when they're on social media. They're on social media over and over again. They said half, 46, almost 50% of children now, especially black kids, 53% of black children are what? 53% of black children are on their social media apps every day for longer than 8 hours a day. 53% of black children are on social media apps. So if this is hitting close to your home for your daughter, if I'm honest, for you, there is and I looked up a number. There is a number. A National Alliance for Eating Disorder has a helpline run by real licensed therapists. I need y'all to write it down. 866-662-1235. 866-662-1235. That's they got it going on right now, weekdays. Or you can call or text 988. If your daughter and or you are having problems with eating disorders, these companies are made to profit from you. The GLP-1s, if they are being abused by your child, you make sure you reach out to those to accompany that. Now, after all that talk about what not to let our girls do and how to direct their heads, I want to talk about what's on our plates real quick before we get out of here. And this is my lane: herbs, juices, real nourishment. Whenever you are at home and you have some extra fruit, because all of us have this extra fruit, especially in the summertime, head over to your ice box, take out some ice, Get a couple bananas. You got a couple bananas. Get some bananas. Put that in your blender. Take some, I don't know. It's very easy. Get some dates. Maybe honey. Honey's good. Get you an orange. Put that in there. Squeeze that honey on. Blend that up. And make you some real life nourishing smoothies for you and your family. That is as simple as that. Make some real life nourishing juices, smoothies for your family. And have some fun with it. When I say take care of your health, health is wealth, I really mean it. I've had a lot of conversations lately about people juicing, people getting in shape. It's time. So join me Wednesday because we're going to discuss some more about fasting, and then we're going to do a little grapevine fast, see what we do. Coming up next, we got Jazz Tyler. So you got to tap in with Jazz. Do not go anywhere. You're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, the Grapevine. I will see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Stay tuned.